I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, July 26th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It is smoky in downtown Salt Lake City. You can't even see the sunshine. 88 degrees.
Emergency traffic due to debris on I-15 in Riverdale. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah drought 2021.
Lake Powell is at a new historic low, and water experts say it will probably drop even further. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more.
The Lake Powell Water Database paints a grim picture of the current situation at the nation's second largest reservoir. It's now at 33% capacity, a new record low beating the previous set in 2005. The lake is 145 feet below full. That's almost like three delicate arches stacked on top of each other. Not only does the historically low level cause problems for recreation, a lot of people rely on Glen Canyon Dam for their water and electricity. The Bureau of Reclamation says unless we get a huge amount of rain moving forward, the level will only continue to drop. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The Great Salt Lake is officially at its lowest level on record. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our team coverage, the Utah Drought 2021.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the southern tip of the Great Salt Lake has recorded its lowest level on record. That record dates back to 1847. The previous record low was actually set in 1963. The USGS expects the level of the lake to continue to drop throughout the summer. The biggest cause is, of course, the current drought, though the levels have been dropping for years. The highest recorded level was more than 20 feet higher than this week's new low. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
Some good news for this air and heat. Increased chances of rain move in tomorrow and all week. But before that, we have one more smoky day to deal with, and some people are getting tired of it.
I've noticed the air quality has kind of been a little down. Not great.
It's making it difficult to enjoy the mountains and to enjoy the scenery of Utah.
Forecasters say we may not see another triple-digit day for a while. In fact, next week we will officially be past the statistically hottest part of the summer. All that smoke is coming from dozens of wildfires that continue to burn across the western U.S. Oregon's Bootleg Fire remains the country's largest fire, and the Dixie Fire in California is threatening communities north of Sacramento.
In Northern California this weekend, the state's largest fire, the Dixie Fire, exploded in size after merging with a smaller blaze. It's now raging in two counties, burning at least a dozen homes, but threatening as many as 10,000.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi says fire officials in Montana are calling the state's 6,800-acre Alder Creek Fire the country's number one firefighting priority. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Police in Salt Lake City are investigating a fatal hit-and-run crash. Police say the crash near 550 West and 3rd South in Salt Lake this morning. They say officers were in the area responding to another call, heard the crash. They gave the victim first aid, but the victim did die on the scene. Police say they are currently looking for a silver 2013 Subaru Impreza station wagon with heavy damage to its front end. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Lawmakers in Washington are continuing to work on a possible infrastructure bill. ABC's Avery Harper has the latest.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are still negotiating on the bipartisan infrastructure deal. How much money to devote to spending priorities like highways, water infrastructure, and public transit remain a sticking point in talks. How to pay for $579 billion in new spending is also still being worked out. Finalized language on the plan could come as early as Monday afternoon and a vote in the days following. Avery Harper, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden and the Iraqi Prime Minister are set to announce that they have come to an agreement to end the U.S. military's combat mission in Iraq. The administration official who spoke on the condition of anonymity, the American military mission's stated purpose was to help Iraq defeat the Islamic State group. The White House is celebrating the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act today. Vice President Kamala Harris says there's still more work to be done.
Earlier this month, I met with several leaders of the disability community who are fighting for voting rights. And they told me about the obstacles voters with visible and invisible disabilities face when casting a ballot. Long lines, rickety ramps, broken elevators.
President Biden co-sponsored the ADA as a senator when it was first passed. The panel on the January 6th attack on the Capitol now has a second Republican member, but his own party's leadership is unhappy about it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tapping Congressman Adam Kinzinger to join the panel, and similar to Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who will also be sitting on that committee. He is an outspoken critic of former President Donald Trump. He voted to impeach him after the January 6th insurrection. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy saying that Pelosi is playing politics after she rejected two of his picks.
That is ABC's White House correspondent Rachel Scott reporting. Other national stories we are following for you this hour. Cleanup is underway across Europe after another bout of bad weather. More from ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
No. People watched in dismay as raging waters again washed away cars and flooded homes southeast of Brussels. The area had already been hit last week by devastating floods that left at least three dozen dead. Across in southern England, the same story. Torrential rain flooded homes, roads, and some subway stations in London. Experts say extreme weather events like these are only expected to become more frequent as the planet warms. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Coming up on KSL, Team USA is racking up the gold medals and a look at your noontime drive.
Emergency traffic in Weber County where debris is blocking a right lane of traffic northbound I-15 near Riverdale Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Requirements on watering lawns.
Money to improve our water systems.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Corn, peanuts, and a nightmare where children give away their personal information.
Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Hello. It's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail, prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Serta with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Audiences call Once I Was Engaged better than Beehive. Meet your favorite cast members at special screenings this week only. Visit onceiwasengaged.com for a list of appearances and locations. Go today.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, two of Utah's major lakes are reaching new record lows. Lake Powell is now at 33% capacity, and the southern portion of the Great Salt Lake is at its lowest level on record. An Idaho woman is being ordered to pay $5,800 after she left trash out at the Grand Teton National Park. Wildlife officials say they had to tranquilize and relocate a grizzly bear after the bear was attracted to the woman's campsite because of the trash. The Associated Press reports campers shot video of the bear rummaging through the trash and drinks at the campsite. Officials warned that the bear might have to be killed if it's involved in a similar problem again. The United States is still very much in the hunt for gold in Tokyo.
With strong performances in weightlifting, diving, and shooting, China leads the pack with 18 overall medals compared to Team USA's 14. But hosting these games appears to have motivated the Japanese. They lead the gold medal race with 8. The U.S. and China have 7 and 6, respectively.
That is ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. The International Olympic Committee is relaxing the mask policy for victory ceremonies. Athletes are now allowed to briefly remove their masks while they get their pictures taken on the podium. Meanwhile, the U.S. women's gymnastics team got off to a bumpy start.
Simone Biles and the women's gymnastics team placing second behind the Russians after the qualifying rounds. It's the first time in a decade U.S. women's gymnastics hasn't come out on top in qualifying. Biles stepped out of bounds during her floor routine and her first vault, but still had the best all-around score. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
It might be a little harder or more expensive to get a Christmas tree this year. Artificial trees are often made in China, and the supply chain and shipping issues have meant delays for all kinds of products. And then real Christmas tree farms have been affected by the drought in the West and storms in the East. MyMerryChristmas.com says every year there are around 20 million real fir trees that are harvested and more than 10 million artificial trees purchased for the same purpose. Both sides try to market their version as the best for the environment and for your wallet. KSL News Time, just past 12:09. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, are we still at emergency traffic?
We are in emergency traffic, Maria. This is due to debris in the road, northbound I-15 near Riverdale Road in Weber County. It's been blocking a right lane of traffic, and you have delays that are all the way back to Hill Air Force Base in the Clearfield area. It is a mixture of slow and go and stop and go delays, but once you're past that, then traffic opens up and you are right back to good speed. So give yourself an extra 15, maybe 20 minutes of delay time to sit through that. And then for Utah County drivers, we have the final cleanup of an earlier vehicle fire northbound I-15 about 1600 south in Springville. That right lane is still blocked to traffic. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit CypressCU.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast.
It's going to be another hot one along the Wasatch Front again today. We'll see partly cloudy skies. Temperatures of about 100. We should see some improving air quality later on this afternoon as far as the smoke is concerned. Most of the thunderstorm activity today will be in southern and central Utah again. Better chance of thunderstorms later in the week here in the north. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Already pretty hot, 90 degrees, a lot of smoke in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, you probably noticed those gas prices inching higher and higher. But why? AAA says there's actually a few reasons. We're going to go in-depth on that subject coming up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's a new day, and it's coming at you fast. It could be the day your workforce doubles or the day your visitors quadruple. With Comcast Business, you'll have what you need to take on every twist and turn, like the flexibility to control multiple Wi-Fi networks from anywhere, and the power of the nation's largest gig speed network, the one that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at $64.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Learn more about how Comcast Business has innovative solutions to help your business be ready for what's next. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Wi-Fi Pro extra.
You could probably use a little more friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue.
Right now, buy a new AC system with installation and receive a free air duct cleaning and filtration. That's right, free. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Fidelity Investments is hiring now in Salt Lake City. If you have a Series 7 financial license, you'll find career opportunities at their Salt Lake City and American Fork regional centers. And if you don't have existing experience but like to help people, Fidelity is a great place to start your career. At Fidelity, they provide stability and opportunities to help you change lives every day while making sure you have benefits that make an impact in your own life. At Fidelity, you'll find supportive work environments, training and resources to help you thrive, opportunities to grow a career within an organization across multiple roles and business units, all adapting with you throughout your career because your workplace should work for you too. So find your Fidelity and visit FidelityCareers.com. Explore jobs today at their Salt Lake City and American Fork regional centers. That's FidelityCareers.com. FidelityCareers.com. Fidelity is an equal opportunity employer.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Lake Powell is down to only 33% capacity because of the drought. That beats a new record for the reservoir set back in 2005, and water experts say it'll probably drop further. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, police in Salt Lake are looking for a car they believe was involved in a hit-and-run crash this morning that killed one person. They are looking for a silver 2013 Subaru Impreza station wagon with heavy damage to its front. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's northbound I-15 in Weber County where we have emergency traffic. It's due to a right lane block due to debris right around Riverdale Road. It is causing delays back to Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little less smoke, a few more thunderstorms. I'm Brett Benson.
Right now, 90 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Just announced, California will require all state employees and healthcare workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Those who don't will do a lot of testing. To Los Angeles and ABC's Alex Stone.
The case rate here in California tells a story. Among the vaccinated, there are just two cases of COVID per 100,000 residents. For the unvaccinated, there are 14 cases per 100,000. And now California will be mandating that state employees and healthcare workers be vaccinated. If they refuse, then they'll be subjected to up to twice a week COVID testing. The rules will be mandatory in August. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And in New York City.
The purely voluntary phase is ending. It's now time to add additional tools.
Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing that city will require all city workers, including cops and teachers, to get vaccinated or undergo weekly COVID tests. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Certainly, the surge in cases among unvaccinated because of the Delta variant prompts, even more discussion about what actions can be taken.
Louisiana, one of the hot spots, the state's Republican Congressman Clay Higgins, a critic of mask mandates and public health restrictions, saying he, his wife and son have contracted the coronavirus. Before building infrastructure, Congress has to build consensus.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are still negotiating on the bipartisan infrastructure deal. How much money to devote to spending priorities like highways, water infrastructure, and public transit remain a sticking point in talks. How to pay for $579 billion in new spending is also still being worked out. Finalized language on the plan could come as early as Monday afternoon and a vote in the days following. Avery Harper, ABC News, Washington.
At the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, the U.S. has won 14 medals, but some disappointment for the men of Team USA Gymnastics coming in fifth. The Russian Olympic Committee took the gold. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The gas prices continue to rise. Utah's average price per gallon is now $3.86. Aldo Vasquez with AAA says tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic there are two reasons why Utah is seeing these higher prices right now.
One, Utah adjusted its gas tax this year, and this year's tax could be higher than last year's. And right now, motorists are starting to notice. And then the other reason is because high oil prices also continue to push pump prices higher this summer over last summer.
Vasquez also says they really don't see people cutting back on driving, even as prices climb higher.
The thing about it is that no matter what, how high gas prices are going to go, people are going to continue driving. It doesn't really impact, how people move around. What we've been seeing nationwide, though, is that the price of crude oil this year has been going up higher than what we've seen in previous years. Mm-hmm. And it's been fluctuating over the last couple of weeks, even over the last month. Just last week, OPEC announced that they had agreed to increase production in August. That could bring cheaper prices for the entire country. But part of the unknown right now is that the price of crude oil continues to fluctuate.
Vasquez says the national average could go down slightly in August, but will likely stay above $3 a gallon. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the good news is not seeing as many stop-and-go speeds, but we still have slow-and-go delays northbound on I-15 in Weber County. It's due to a right lane blocked from debris on the road near Riverdale Road. This is northbound I-15, and it is causing delays back through Sunset near Hill Air Force Base, almost to Clearfield. So even though we are starting to see a little improvement, nowhere near with seeing these delays clear up. Now, your Salt Lake County freeways are seeing a very good drive, but we still have the remainder and the cleanup of the earlier vehicle fire northbound I-15 in Utah County near 1600 South in Springville. It's been blocking a right lane, but not seeing too many backups. A little bit of heavy and slow traffic in Spanish Fork. Escape into the music with Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival going on now through August 7th in Park City. Tickets available at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
Another hot one along the Wasatch Front this afternoon. Temperature's about 100. We should see some improving air quality later on this afternoon. We'll start to see a better chance of some thunderstorms in the afternoon hours from northern Utah Tuesday, Wednesday, especially as we get into Thursday and Friday. Afternoon highs will be right there in the mid and upper 90s with those afternoon thunderstorms. We get into the weekend, temperatures in the low 90s and scattered storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets getting off to a mixed start for the week. We'll check your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
KSL News Time, 1224. A group of business economists is out with an encouraging survey. ABC's Derry Albinger has details.
The National Association for Business Economics says there are plenty of reasons to be encouraged about the recovery.
Overall, economists are pretty upbeat about the coming months.
NABE's Chad Moutre says hiring is strong and employers are willing to do what it takes to make workers happy.
I think we're all in the new normal. We might be starting to return to work, but there might be much more of a hybrid model where maybe some of that work can be done from home.
The survey also finds sales are rising, but so are costs, and in some cases, those increases are being passed on to consumers. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's Money. It's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. Utah startups brought in a lot of money last year. Utah Business reports startups in the state brought in $1 billion in funding in 2020. Marlboro will stop selling cigarettes in the United Kingdom. The CEO of the company told the Daily Mail that the company will stop selling the brand in the country over the next 10 years. KSL Drives, General Motors, is suing Ford over the name of Ford's new hands-free driving technology. Ford has named the tech Blue Cruise, but GM believes the name sounds like its hands-free tech called Super Cruise. And your money at this moment, the Dow up by 55 points right now. It sits at 35,117. S&P 500 up by 4, but the NASDAQ, it's down by 15 points. Two New York City police officers are being hailed as heroes after saving a baby girl who was pinned under a car. Police say a drunk driver drove into a building and hit a mother holding her baby. Body cam video from police showed the officers arriving on the scene. They were at a bagel shop next door when the crash took place. Now here's the moment that they were able to pull the girl to safety.
I got the baby.
Fox 5 in New York reports the infant's head was injured in the crash. Her mother suffered compound leg fractures. Both are expected to survive. And we are going to check your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1225.
The KSL team is scorching hot. In the morning, Tim and Amanda with breaking news from 5 till 9.
David Dujanovic, 9 to noon.
And inside sources from 1 till 3.
And on the drive home,
catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Scorching hot.
And they're also pretty cool.
Your all-day companions for news
are on KSL News Radio.
We made USAA insurance for busy moms like Kate. She's a veteran made of flexibility to balance work, home, and her hobbies. From starting the workday to finishing her latest do-it-yourself project. So when another car accidentally bumped into hers while she was running an errand, Kate didn't let a little fender bender put a dent in her schedule. With just a few taps on her USAA mobile app, she filed her claim and was back on track. USAA insurance has made the way members like Kate need it easy, and with savings that fit right into her budget so she can get back to getting it all done. Switch and you could save with USAA auto insurance. Get a quote today at usaa.com/auto. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
If you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time 1229. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. We solve an emergency traffic situation in Weber County. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
All traffic has been temporarily stopped northbound I-15 near Riverdale Road in Riverdale in Weber County. With all traffic completely held back, now we're seeing stop and go delays to Roy and slow and go speeds from Roy into Sunset and Clearfield. Jump in the car and head to Logan for free concerts, hilarious live theater performances, farmers markets, outdoor living history, hiking, biking, and dining. Less than a gas tank away, explore Logan.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast with Brett Benson.
It's going to be another active afternoon in southern and central Utah with thunderstorms. For northern Utah, another hot day. Temperatures getting up to about 100. Should see some improving air quality with the smoke. Thunderstorms later in the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 1230. I'm Maria Chaleo. Smoky sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 90 degrees. We do have breaking news on KSL News Radio. We are getting new details just into the newsroom this afternoon about the fatal crash in Kanosh yesterday. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the latest.
The Utah Highway Patrol says of the 8 people killed on I-15 between Meadow and Kanosh, half were adults, the other half kids under the age of 15. The UHP says 22 cars were involved in this pileup around 4:30 yesterday, which they believe was caused by low visibility as a dust storm blew across the road. 5 of the 8 who died were in one car, 2 were in another car, and 1 person was in a third car. No names have yet been officially released. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Police in Salt Lake City are investigating a fatal hit-and-run crash. They say the crash was near 550 West and 3rd South in Salt Lake this morning. Officers were in the area responding to another call and heard the crash. They gave the victim first aid, but the victim died on the scene. Police are looking for a silver 2013 Subaru Impreza station wagon with heavy damage to its front. University of Utah police want to increase the number of women on the force. Here's KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
The police department at the University of Utah is joining the 30 by 30 initiative. That's a national coalition with the goal to increase women's representation in policing across the country to 30%. According to the University of Utah, currently 10% of people working on the force are women, with 33% in the command staff. That's a little less than the national 12%. For the next 6 months, the U of U police will now focus on collecting a baseline of officers' concerns and priorities within the department. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Utah's housing prices are on the rise and have been for 10 years. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports.
A new report from Oxford Economics says a similar trend was in place just before the Great Recession in 2008. They say home prices were overvalued by 13%. Currently, Oxford states home prices are 10% overvalued, and it will be hard to sustain. In Utah, Salt Lake Board of Realtors spokesman Dave Anderton says one-third of buyers are already priced out of the market.
Most people have noticed the price increases over the last year to 2 years.
Anderson says home sales in Salt Lake slipped in June, but also says it's too soon to say if this is the start of the bursting of our housing bubble or not. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. California will mandate vaccines for all state employees and healthcare workers. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest from Los Angeles.
The case rate here in California tells a story. Among the vaccinated, there are just 2 cases of COVID per 100,000 residents. For the unvaccinated, there are 14 cases per 100,000. And now California will be mandating that state employees and healthcare workers be vaccinated. If they refuse, then they'll be subjected to up to twice a week COVID testing. The rules will be mandatory in August. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Some parents in the state of Indiana are calling for a return to masks for school kids this fall.
You know, schools have fire drills. Schools have a table set up for kids who can't be around nuts. They do all these things to protect our kids and provide safety for the children. And this is just one more thing that we're asking them to do.
Anne Marie Valdez has 2 children in school and says that she's being forced to choose between their education and their safety. Other national stories we are following. A massive search is underway in Arizona for a missing teenager. ABC's Lionel Moise reports.
A grandmother remaining hopeful.
We want our sweet girl home.
We know she's coming home.
Officials say the 16-year-old called 911 in rising floodwaters and was spotted by crews shortly after. But during a rescue attempt, she was swept out of her car and carried downstream.
The water was only at her knees at the time she called for help. The water quickly rose to over 8 feet within an hour.
Verde Valley Fire Chief Daniel Johnson says he's concerned more storms will impact the search. Some of the teens' belongings have been found. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
National Weather Service in Grand Junction is issuing a flash flood watch for parts of Utah and Colorado. A portion of southeast Utah could see monsoonal storms this afternoon. The watch is in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service reports that several areas have received heavy rainfall the past few days, and additional amounts could lead to excess runoff and localized flash flooding. Hang in there. Cooler days are coming. But before that, today will be hot and smoky. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Another 100-degree day in the forecast had some families running to splash pads.
You got to get out, but stay cool. Kids are playing, staying cool, keeping them sunscreen.
And the smoke is out there.
And it's just going to be another hot day for northern Utah and smoky at least until the afternoon hours.
But KSL meteorologist Brent Benson says the smoke should clear as storms build up to move in.
Tuesday afternoon, all of a sudden, we start having thunderstorms, so everything moving farther north. And with that, we're also going to kick out some of that smoke.
And forecasters say we have higher than normal chances of rain for the next 10 days. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, Boyd Matheson sat down for an interview with the Greek Orthodox Archbishop of America this weekend. He joins me next with his takeaways and a look at your noontime drive.
Emergency traffic continues on northbound I-15 in Weber County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Your daytime companions.
Retail workers putting those jobs at record rates.
Fast food industries raising their pay.
How organizations deal with change usually determines their destiny.
KSL has news all morning and the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Okay, that's good. Whoa, whoa, Dave!
Sorry, I'll go grab some paper towels.
You can't let Dave pour things. He works at JCW's. They fill stuff up past the brim over there, like their milkshakes. They're thick, rich, and oh my gosh.
Delicious?
Oh no. Dave's filling up Crystal's car for her.
Dave, stop.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW. Stop into any of our 5 locations today. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life, and see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
Are you over 55 and have not filed for Social Security? Then you're invited to Salt Lake City's Social Security Summit this Tuesday night in Sandy. It's hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, a 3-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. In less than 60 minutes, you'll learn how to avoid common filing mistakes that could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. This event is free to Utah residents, but seating is limited. Reserve your seat now by calling 801-896-9622. Hey, let's make sure that you get every benefit that is rightfully yours. Don't miss Salt Lake City Social Security Summit this Tuesday night. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, new details on that fatal crash on I-15 yesterday near Kanosh. Police say half of the 8 victims who died were under the age of 15. 22 cars were involved in that pileup. Well, Boyd Matheson joins me now, and Boyd had the opportunity this weekend to speak with the Archbishop of the Greek Orthodox Church of America. And Boyd. That had to be an amazing experience. I got to speak with him, but I didn't get to speak with him. I didn't get to interview him for an hour. So tell us about that.
It was, I have a lot of holy envy. We can say that. It was a great opportunity. We were there at the Holy Trinity Cathedral there on 300 West, which is beautiful just in and of itself. But the Archbishop has been so focused on dialogue in such a powerful way, and not just interfaith dialogue. He, of course, has talked a lot about that, but it's also just dialogue in general, how we do have so many things in common and that we can have different kinds of conversations. And he described some very interesting things. Of course, he met with many of the faith leaders here in our community, Bishop Solis from the Catholic Diocese and Reverend Moses from Calvary Baptist, President Nelson from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But then he went on to talk about politics and talked about what he loved about Utah was that you could have a mayor and a governor from different political parties who agreed on principle. And we're going to dive into that a little bit. We're going to share the entire interview with the Archbishop, His Eminence, during the 1 o'clock hour today. People don't want to miss it. He talks about the young people of this country, people of faith, faith in the public square, religious freedom, which, of course, he understands in a very real way, having been born in Istanbul, Turkey, and experienced some of that persecution and restrictions. So anyway, it is a wide-ranging conversation. It is a fantastic conversation with the Archbishop.
Right. His visit to Salt Lake really is unprecedented. We haven't had an Archbishop visit Salt Lake for 20 years.
Yeah.
Last time was the 95th anniversary of the church's start here in the Salt Lake area. And this Archbishop has only been he wasn't elected. He's elected. And he has only been in this position for 2 years.
Yeah.
And he's already making his way around the country. It's really important to him to hear how the communities are faring, what their needs are, how those needs can be addressed.
That's right.
And he, every single person I saw him talk to, it was heartwarming to watch him connect with every single person about their worries and give them a blessing. And he's just a very charismatic and very scholarly person.
Very, very charismatic and very interesting. I thought it was stunning that not only did he come to Utah, but he came and stayed.
Stayed. We're talking. That's another unprecedented thing. No one's come and stayed for 6 days.
Yeah.
Right?
And he talked in our interview, he talked about Utah being this great secret that needs to no longer be a secret, that some of the things that are going well here in the state should be shared across the country and around the world. But as you mentioned, Maria, he is very charismatic, incredibly knowledgeable on wide-ranging issues, and is just so committed to that conversation and elevating the dialogue in meaningful ways that we just don't have to buy into these fake fights and false choices that we often get in our politics. And sometimes even within our own parishes and in our own church communities, that kind of division is not needed.
It was fun to have him here. It was, I mean, I say fun, but honestly overwhelming from a personal standpoint to have him here and to hear from him. And very refreshing.
Very refreshing. It was a real gift for me on a Saturday morning to spend some time with the Archbishop. And His Eminence, as you said, is just powerful. He is charismatic, and he's so humble. And so
interested. Which is what is so remarkable about
him. Yeah, so interested in what's going on and in people's lives and how do we actually get this applied. I loved, I'll give you one little sneak peek. I know we're over time. But he talked about how no one's going to be judged by how many meetings you went to or how many church functions. It's going to be what you become and how we treat each other. And anyway, we'll have more of that conversation. The whole 1 o'clock hour is going to be dedicated to this. It is a powerful conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Boyd
Maria.
Matheson, Inside Sources coming your way from 1 to 3. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, this one in Weber County.
It is, but I have to say, I'm sorry to have to interrupt that conversation. It was magnificent, so I can't wait to hear more.
Me neither.
For those in Weber County, you do have one left lane of traffic open northbound on I-15 approaching Riverdale Road. This is due to debris in the road that's been blocking a right lane and needs to be cleaned up. That is what's causing your stop-and-go delays back to Sunset. You do need to tack on an extra 20, maybe even 30 minutes to get through that stretch. And we have one KSL traffic trooper saying 1900 West is now backing up in Sunset with people exiting off of I-15 in order to avoid these delays. Come support your local farmers and get fresh, delicious produce at the Utah Farm Bureau's Farmers Market in Murray Park, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 to 1 at Murray Park. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
Look for some improvement with the smoky skies later on this afternoon from northern Utah. A little bit of a wind shift should help clear out some of that smoke. Temperatures, though, still about 100. Most of the thunderstorm activity again today will be in southern and central Utah. Isolated storms possible in the north. Better chance later this week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
It's a hot one already. 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
NMLS 1817019.
For the month of July, LendRight Mortgage declares freedom from closing costs and high interest rates. Simply start a purchase or refinance loan in the month of July using LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan, and we'll cover 100% of your closing costs. With APRs as low as 1.87% for a 10-year term and 2.67% on a 30-year, LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan can save you tens of thousands compared to the higher rates and fees charged by other lenders. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Start your Freedom Loan purchase or refi by the end of July, and 100% of the closing costs are on us. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Hi there, Congressman Blake Moore here. This summer, my staff will be traveling throughout the 1st District hosting mobile office hours. Come and bring questions, thoughts, or any issues with federal agencies straight to Team Moore. Our team will be in Rich, Cache, Box Elder, Daggett, Uinta, Weber, Davis, Morgan, Duchesne, and Summit counties in late July. Visit my website at blakemore.house.gov and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rep. Blake Moore for more details. Paid for by official funds authorized by the U.S. House of Representatives.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Laura, a 58-year-old bus driver, had advanced neuropathy in her feet that caused severe aching, burning, and throbbing, which made it very difficult to sleep. She felt like she had razor blades on the inside of her feet that were constantly on fire. So Laura came to True Health for help, and within 3 weeks, she was gaining the sensation back in her feet, and the pain and burning were drastically improving. She was sleeping all night and waking up without pain. She was able to drive the bus again and no longer needed addictive pain medications. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266. 2266.
KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The University of Utah's Police Department is joining a national initiative to increase the number of women on the force to 30%. Currently, 10% of the U.S. department are women. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, we have new details on that fatal crash on I-15 yesterday near Kanosh. Police say half of the 8 victims who died were under the age of 15. 22 cars were involved in that pileup. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Right lane still blocked as crews continue to work on clearing this debris in the road northbound I-15 near Riverdale Road in Weber County, and that is your emergency traffic causing heavy delays back to Sunset and Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thunderstorms in the south will be making their way north again. I'm Brett Benson.
91 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announcing the state will mandate vaccines for all state employees and healthcare workers, and if they don't,
they're not vaccinated and cannot verify that they've been vaccinated, we are requiring that they get tested.
As much as twice a week, New York City announcing its municipal employees will also be required to vaccinate.
As for new federal mandates or safety guidelines, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There, of course, is an active discussion about a range of steps that can be taken, as there has been from the first day of this administration.
The New York Times reporting federal regulators have asked Pfizer and Moderna to expand the size of their COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials in kids ages 5 to 11. As wildfires rage in the West, a new problem, the demand for firefighting aircraft creating a shortage of jet fuel. The pandemic has changed the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Now more changes, a typhoon headed toward Japan, forcing the rescheduling of some archery and rowing events. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. There is a huge shortage of rental cars across the country. ABC's Will Reeve reports, in addition to the low inventory, the prices for rental cars can be very high.
Anyone who's tried to rent a car recently knows how frustrating it can be. The inventory is...
Industry experts are calling it the car-pocalypse. Travelers nationwide enduring long waits and astronomical prices at the rental counter.
It was just crazy expensive. Like, I don't even remember, but it was like $300 a day or something. Just insane.
When Lizette Andrew looked for a rental car for a trip to South Carolina earlier this summer, she says she was put off by high prices and limited availability. She turned to the service Turo, an online car sharing company.
The inventory was a lot better on Turo, and as well as the prices. So 4 days, we paid probably what we would have paid for 1 day on the traditional car rental.
Services like Turo, Getaround, and Avail all offer alternatives to traditional rental car options with peer-to-peer rental services.
In some of these markets where the car rental crunch is the worst, like in Hawaii, like in Anchorage, Alaska, we're finding our hosts are stepping in and they're just sharing their idle cars that otherwise would just be sitting there, and travelers are getting access to them.
Still, with these services, experts say the supply can't meet the demand of a rebounding travelscape.
First, a lot of car rental companies really trimmed their fleets back substantially, 30 to 40% during the pandemic due to this incredible drop in demand. And they haven't been able to build that inventory back up quickly enough as a result of travel really coming back, especially domestically.
Experts say the best plan, plan ahead and book well in advance.
If you're planning travel for into the fall, the Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays, go ahead and book now. I would recommend doing that before the flights, because again, you want to try to lock in that price and that inventory as soon as you can.
Our experts say that being flexible with your travel dates can also be such a huge help in avoiding these potential problems. If you shift your travel dates by even a day, you might find more inventory, lower prices, you can get the car that you want. So when you're making those final summer plans, try to be flexible and, you know, maybe don't try to get the convertible.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We do have emergency traffic. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, any improvements?
Well, we're seeing speeds improve, but the delays have not eased at all, really. And that's due to a right lane blocked on northbound I-15 while crews clean up the debris in the roadway. And they have a street sweeper there, so it's still going to take a little while. This is as you're approaching Riverdale Road in Weber County. You do have slow and go and some stop and go delays that are back to the Sunset Clearfield area. Now, for those in Utah County, we still have the final cleanup of this earlier vehicle fire northbound I-15 near 1600 South in Springville. It's still affecting a right lane of traffic. A little bit of backup in the area in Spanish Fork, but overall, no major delays. Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth is honored to be serving hundreds of Utah's physicians. That's True North Wealth. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast with Brett Benson.
Most of the thunderstorm activity will be in southern and central Utah this afternoon. For northern Utah, it's going to be hot, partly cloudy, about 100. A little bit smoky, but we should see some improving air quality later on today and then also through the rest of the week. After today, we start to see a better chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon hours for northern Utah. Upper 90s Tuesday, Wednesday with those storms. Better chance on Thursday and Friday as we get a lot of moisture working into the state. And afternoon highs in the low 90s with scattered storms. Into the weekend as well, a chance of thunderstorms, low 90s for highs. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Fingers crossed those scattered storms will take away the smoke. Right now, smoky and 91 degrees downtown.
Warmer weather is here, and Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. That's right, 20 pounds in as little as 40 days. That's the Skinny Utah 20-pound promise. They customize every plan because no two bodies are alike. Their proven programs are 100% natural. There are never any prepackaged meals or shakes to buy, and never any drugs, stimulants, or hormones. They teach you how to eat real food you buy at the store. Take the first step to a healthier you and schedule your free weight loss strategy session at SkinnyUtah.com. A $90 value, absolutely free. Skinny Utah has offices in Centerville, Draper, and Orem. And they're extending their couple special, where the second person is half price. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at SkinnyUtah.com. That's SkinnyUtah.com. At Skinny Utah, you have nothing to lose but the weight.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
KSL News Time 12:54, a meeting between U.S. and Chinese officials with a tense exchange between the two countries. ABC's Britt Clennett has more from Hong Kong.
China had stern words for the United States at high-level face-to-face talks, accusing the Biden administration of causing a stalemate in relations. At the meeting in Tianjin with Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Xie Feng told the U.S. to stop demonizing China as the imagined enemy and change its highly misguided mindset and dangerous policy. Chinese state media reported that Xie gave the American side a list of requests, which included the removal of sanctions. The U.S. State Department released a statement reiterating the importance of maintaining open lines of communication and that it was seeking competition, not conflict. Sherman is the most senior official to visit China since Biden took office. Britt Clennett, ABC News, Hong Kong.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Teenagers are becoming one of the largest segments of workers in the U.S. The Associated Press reports that 33% of teens ages 16 to 19 were in the workforce in May. That is the highest percentage for teen workers since the Great Recession. NASA is awarding SpaceX a major contract to investigate one of Jupiter's moons. The contract is approximately $178 million, according to NASA. The Europa Clipper mission is slated for October 2024 and will conduct multiple close flybys of Europa. Skittles is releasing a new special edition after Jeff Bezos ate the candy during his trip to space last week. Who could have seen that coming? The Zero G Pack will be full of blue and purple candies, all wrapped up in an aluminum bag. And your money at this moment, the Dow up by 64 points at this hour, sitting at 35,125. S&P 500 up by 7 and the NASDAQ up by 1 point. It might be a little harder or more expensive to get a Christmas tree this year. Artificial trees are often made in China, and the supply chain and shipping issues have meant delays for all kinds of products. And real Christmas tree farms have been affected by the drought in the West and storms in the East. MyMerryChristmas.com says every year there are around 20 million real fir trees that are harvested and that people buy more than 10 million artificial trees.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.